name, form, pastime, activity, transcendental. So today is the Balaram's Supreme Personal Godhead, his appearance day, and we find Krishna is telling, Lord is telling why he appears, about his appearance, purpose. So we discuss this, following the footprints of the Mahajan Acharya. We understand that we come from Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya, and there is no that past living entity Brahma was approached from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva is saying, approached by the predominating deity of earth, who she felt she was very sad, morose, because the whole earth is overburdened by the atrocities of the demons and their demonic activity. And she was crying, and she approached Brahma. And Brahma, hearing her prayer, she, the predominant deity, Mother Earth, he along with other great demigods went to the shore of Shetadip, the ocean of milk. By the Shetadip there, another, this is where the Lord resides. They cannot see, but they pray. And he's saying, whenever this thing happens, they pray to the Lord, then a particular type of prayer there. It's called Purusha Sukta. And still devotees chant this Purusha Sukta, and they're chanting, which pleases the Lord. All the demigods, devotees, no different. Anybody surrendered to the Lord is like a demigod. So, and surrendered and served. Some may be pure devotees, some not. So we understand Prabhupada Srimad Bhagavatam nicely told, repeat just what I said. So maybe it will be good to read sometime from Gita and Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, what Prabhupada is saying. So, and Lord then transmitted to a message came at a He said, Tene Brahma Hida, spiritual knowledge, you know, is revealed within the heart, and the Brahma could understand. The Lord is saying he is soon appearing with all the demigods who will help him in his pastimes, assist him as father, as mother, and others. So they have to appear before he appears. So he asked them to do that. And along he said, with his plenary expansion, Ananta says, he is holding innumerable universes over his hood. And so there Prabhupada explained what Balaram means. There he is saying, Bala means strength. In Upanishad he said, Nayamatta van bala hinena labha. No medhaya, no bhavuna sutra, jam eva esa vrinte tanum sam, so and so. It means that if you want to understand God, we cannot understand by your own ability, scholarship, even hearing Lord, no. But by the mercy of the Lord, Balaram specially, how? Now, if we surrender to Him, if we render pure devotional service, see, he being pleased, he can let us know. Theoretically, we can discuss what our previous acharya says, along with service, just like as Krishna, as the Lord said to Brahma in first, about him, there are four slokas in second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, there it says also, in conjunction with the devotional service, you will understand these things are Gujjam, Rahasyam. Rahasyam means very Rahasyam, Prabhupada says Sarahasyam means devotional service. It reveals Gujjam, Paramagujjam, Paramahansa jumping supremely confident here. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Rajavidya Rajagujam. This is the king of knowledge and most confident. So, as one deserves, accordingly Lord reveals. Anyway, what our Acharya says, he says, Balaram, and he gives the strength, and spiritual strength, and thereby rendering service, he gets enlightened. Blissfully he can render devotional service. So he's called Balaram. He is Asvayatattva, and Krishna is Vishvayatattva. Krishna is our goal, and Balaram is our Adi Guru. We take shelter of him. And from Balaram coming, also the representation of Balaram is the spiritual master, Sadguru. So, by the mercy of Sadguru, we can know Krishna. Jasya prasadat, bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadat, bhagavat prasad. This is also said by our Vanapara Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Every day we are saying this thing. So Prabhupada encourages us to day and night. 24 hours is the sadhu's symptom. 24 hours, whatever we are doing, for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Sadguru, Prabhupada himself and our Acharyas set up examples showing how to render service by Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam. Ultimately, preaching is the movement, our movement is whole. What is preaching? So, this way, because you can easily understand Krishna, Supreme Person of the Godhead. Here you find, Ajopiyan Sabhata. When best to know Krishna God, what God Himself is saying, who can know more about Krishna than Krishna Himself, Balaram. So, Balaram Krishna, hardly any difference. We are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Same at the same time, defiant. Only difference is all are God, but Krishna is true Bhagavan. Krishna is the source, as our Acharya, Brahma, past Guru, is saying, from our disciple succession, he got knowledge, he's saying, it's just like a candle. From one candle, you light another. From that, another. From that, another. From that, another. All are equally powerful, but one is original, that is Krishna. And from Krishna, next expansion is Balaram. So, these are called Tattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this thing in a nutshell, all the philosophy given in Brahma Samhita. For when he went to South India, he got it, this Brahma Samhita. And for our bhajan, he brought this Krishna Karnamita, highest stage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, and asked his followers, you read this again and again, then we can know where we spiritually stand, how much we are progressing towards our goal, back to Godhead, or developing love of Godhead, or in the beginning, attachment. Here is Balaram. So, he is saying that Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Bhagavad Gita about his birth, he said, first of all, said, he is Aja. Aja means one who doesn't take birth. He has no birth. We have got birth, we have got death. The difference is our body is destroyed, but he has the same body. He's saying, Ajo Pishan Abhyatma Bhutanam Ishwaro Pishan Prakritim Sam Adhisthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Those are scholars, they may discuss. We don't require scholarship. Simply what Mahajana Janagata, what our previous acharya explained, we can meditate on that and act accordingly. Although I am unborn, my transcendental body, our body is not transcendental. That is explained. Never deteriorates. And although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. That is Krishna saying. So, Here Prabhupada explains what Atma Maya means. The word Maya or Atma Maya refers to the Lord's causeless mercy. According to Vishwakosha dictionary, the Lord is conscious of all of His previous appearance and disappearance. Maybe if we ask yesterday what you are doing exactly at this very moment, 9 o'clock, many of us will find it difficult to answer what to speak of previous birth. We can see the difference between the Krishna's body or Balaram's body and our body. So, the Lord is the body as soon as saying forgets the difference. But a common living entity forgets everything about his past body as soon as he gets another body. He is the Lord of all living entities because he performs wonderful superhuman activities while he is on this earth. We can know Balaram as Ananta. He is holding innumerable universes over his head. If we tell common people, who will believe? He will not believe. But devotee, simply rendering devotion service, Krishna gives him enough knowledge so that he believes all these things. He has reason that Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill and for 7 days, 7 nights holding it. And other incarnation also being so much of the Lord. So, time being very limited, she asked me 15 more minutes talk and question answer. So I, according to doing, as their authority just said, Paritsanaya sadhunam. The purpose of Lord's appearance, the Lord is explaining that to deliver the pious, especially the devotee who is 100% Prabhupada engaged in Krishna service. That is why Prabhupada found this ISKCON society. And also, pious is saying because Krishna said, Jeshang tuanta gatam papam, one has given up all sinful activity. Early days when Prabhupada started the movement, some suggested Prabhupada. I was there and he's saying, hey, Prabhupada, why not you can get many followers? Why you are, somebody asked Prabhupada, told Prabhupada, you are a little conservative. Why? You impose this thing, no meat we say, no man intermingling, unless they are husband, wife, intimate, Now Prabhupada, if you don't have, we can have many followers, Prabhupada said, no. These are all sinful activities. Main sinful activities are this. Illicit relationship, physical, eating meat with head or the slaughterhouse killing. Either we are cause or we are doing. Or intoxicant, taking. Or gambling. So we have to give up. Unless we do this, we cannot understand. That is why by speculation, scholars, others, they accept, save and accept only by bhakti. As Krishna says, samadhyams, bhaktamam avijanati, javanjaschasmi tattata, tatumam, tattato gyatta. One has to know Krishna in tattata, in fact, factually, and we should learn from them. So we should learn from our previous acharya. What he said, what Krishna said, sadhu, sasa, guru. In order to substantiate one's statement, one has to. We cannot accept. And you are Tom D. Carey, a God, sometimes somebody come and ask Prabhupada, I am God. Prabhupada say, you are not God. G-O-D, God in just the reverse you are. D-O-G, you are dog, not God. So, he's saying that person may appear to be religious, but if he has the qualification of Krishna consciousness wholly, fully, he is understood to be a sadhu. Duskriti nam applies to those who do not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants or duskriti nam are described as foolish, the lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Prabhupada is saying. As far as agnostic concern, was saying, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravan and Kamsa. Actually, his primary cause is this, to deliver the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principle of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium. Then in Chaitanya, he said that, what is avatar? One who descends. And he's saying that avatar, or incarnation of God, descend from the kingdom of God for material manifestation. The particular form of personality Godhead who so descend is called incarnation or avatar. Such incarnation is situated in the spiritual world, kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume name avatar. There are many avatars. And as far as you understand from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, Lila avatar, Saktavesh avatar, so many like that, Mananta avatar, like that, Yuga avatar. But Krishna, he said, is the primary Lord, fountainhead of all avatars. Do you understand? When Krishna is coming, he said, appearing, Krishna descends for specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotee who are very anxious to see him in his original Vrindavan pastime. When Krishna comes, Balaram comes. When he comes, this time also, 500 years ago, again he came. Our Acharya is saying, Narottam Das Thakur, we follow Mahajan, we accept it. The Brajanda Nandan Jai Sachisita Hilo say. Krishna again came as as the darling of Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. And Balaram came as Nityananda. As they used to, for the pleasure, used to come for the devotee, primary cause, used to annihilate the demons, save the, deliver the devotees, and establish religion. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and Nityananda, simply by Sankirtan movement with his associates, he will be delivering everybody. The group is the Jagai and Madai. They used to do all sinful activities. Drinking, womanizing, killing, everything they are doing. Taking intoxicants, as I said, drinking, eating meat, etc. So here it is saying that the prime purpose of is to satisfy his unalloyed devotees. At Kali Yuga, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Especially today's Balaram appearance day, what our Acharya says, I would like to read to you that God comes and he is coming just like, not like others are born. Though he is born, so he said, Janma Karma Chami Dibbam. Our Acharya says Dibbam means not common, transcendental, like that. Different places use different words. Not common means, we can see Jahau, you see, Krishna came in the four-handed form, like that, with garments, golden, like that, with peacock feather. Balaram, he, Krishna, before coming, the Lord, he ordered his prime energy, spiritual energy, Yogamaya. He's ordering Yogamaya, you appear. But before that, you transfer my Ananda Sankarsan, he's coming, so you transfer him from Devaki's womb to Rohini's. This thing, for common people, they cannot understand all this thing. But we understand Yogamaya can do so many things. Lord can do with the help of asking Yogamaya. He does not directly do anything like that. Saying, the Lord ordered Yogamaya, my potency. Oh, my potency, who are worshipable for the entire world, whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities, go to Braj, where there are many living living there. There are live many cowherd men and their wives in that very beautiful land of Brajo, where many cows reside. Rohini, the wife of Vasudev, is living at the home of Nanda Maharaj. Other wives of Vasudev are also living that incognito because of fear of Kamsa. Please go there. While the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarsan or Sesha, without difficulty transfer him to the womb of Rohini. Prabhupada purport explained all these things, what our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, our previous Acharya is saying, what it means symbolically. Because these things are very confidential, we cannot understand, simply theoretically reading something. In this connection, one may ask, Prabhupada is saying, the first plenary experience of Krishna, Baladev, also known as Sesha, Sesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God, because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Jogamaya, Sesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangement so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. Sometime Maharaj Parikshit asks, We hear that Balaram's mother is Devaki. Again we hear Rohini. Why? Then Maharaj Parikshit will be explaining all this. In this connection, one may ask, how Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by six Asuras? How could he enter that? The Sargarbhas, Sar means six, Garbha means, you know, those babies. Does this mean that the Sargarbhas were pregnant? Sargarbhas were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by our Vishnu Chakravarti, our Acharya. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by himself in Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nacha ham teshu avasthitaha nacha matstani bhutani pasame jogam aisharam bhutabhrin nacha bhutastho mamatma bhutabhavana. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, though I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet everything is not the Supreme Godhead. Prabhupada one place say that our philosophy is nothing is different from Krishna. Always remember, but Krishna is different from everything because he is God. Because everyone already sees Krishna's energy. If he likes, he can manifest himself. He can burn from even a pillar. You can see in the case of Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, is coming out. Is that pillar Krishna's father and mother? No. Janma karma chami dipam. He even comes out from the nostril of Brahma, small pillar, and became big varaha. Again he comes as a little fish and became bigger and bigger and bigger. This is his. If he likes, he can stretch his leg, touch the end of the universe crust, and then bring the water Ganges down. These are his superhuman activities. Nobody can do that. Janma karma chami dibbam. That's it. Dibbam means transcendental. Not common sometimes. So it's saying, Bhagavad Gita 8, the Achinta Vedavet. This can be explained only through the Achinta Vedavet philosophy. That one, he says before. Such truths cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says, Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktamam Avijanati Javan. I told you before. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary person, this principle should be understood from the statement of the Shastra. Pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of exhibiting 9 process of devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj saying, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam, whether Vishnu, Krishna, Hari, Balarama, doesn't matter, Ram. Thus, situated in devotional service. We read that devotee is 24 hours engaged. When he is engaged, he is liberated, he is transcendentally situated. I said that in the our Vedic literature, Iha Joshua Hare Dasse, devotee is convinced Krishna is eternal master, we are eternal servant. Prabhupada, someone who, when he is convinced Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balarama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is advanced devotee. Conviction. So, simply by engaging 24 hours, engaged with all the senses in Krishna service, Iha Joshua Hare Dasse, Karmana, with whatever he does with his body, mind, body. Manasa, with his mind. Bacha, and whatever he says, glorifying. Nikileshu avastha, doesn't matter where he is situated. He is a grihastha, he is a brahmachari, sannyasi, president, doesn't matter. He is a sudra or whatever, muchi, doesn't matter. He is a pure devotee. 24 engaged, he can understand Krishna. Krishna giving knowledge from within. As I'm saying, that here, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association. In this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Sargarbhas were killed by Kamsa. Kamsa killed 6 sons. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears, you know, from Brahma's mind, Marichi. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has 6 sons: Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad, Matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. We see also Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when Krishna Balaram killing so many asuras, also it symbolically means many things, you know, like that. Sometimes we think, I am the greatest devotee. This is one type of demoniac mentality. Sometimes we think, we have got doubt, is like a demon. So Krishna is killing, Balaram is killing. Balaram means spiritual strength. We should conquer all these things. Lusty desire, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. And you should pray to Krishna so that you can become free from it. Gopinath, mama nivedana suna. Very nice song. Now our acharya is singing, appealing like that, praying to the Lord. How to become free from all these things? I don't know. Anybody here can say, I am free from all these things? Please raise hand. So you can see some pure devotee. You can associate with him. So you can see it is not an easy thing to become a pure devotee by simply stamping. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam pavaddhate samyas. So we are seeing so many pure devotees. We have to run this society. From organizational point there has to be somebody asked, who is your spiritual master here? What will say? So Prabhupada made some. GBC is supposed to be authority. Decide. He should be. One day I asked one of them, so, can I know what it? Then he said, Subhagma, one who is most qualified Vaishnava, he will become top authority, one of the top. body of the one is top authority. So they say, Bhupa said, first desire, then desire. Better we not desire something. We qualify, but we become humble. Tinadopi sunichena, toruriva sahishnana, amanina manavena, yarisa vaishnava, chetana mahapur sahine. I don't know how many of us doing like that. I am very happy to be with you, coming here after maybe many years. I didn't come here. Some are saying, my God, brother, you came here. I am forgetting because I am fallen, sinful, having so much problem, brain operation twice. You might know. So just repeating what Prabhupada say, told me, preach. What I say, simply repeat for purification. I'm simply saying, please forgive me. I don't know anything. I'm fool. So, it is the duty of guru to train the disciple. It is the duty of father to train son. So I remember Prabhupada will do like that. He'll go to some program, I said, stand up, say. And disciple may be nervous. What to say in front of him, son, mistakes. What? Repeat what I say. Now, we are repeating. Though Prabhupada is still sitting there, and somebody can explain, he's still there. But when he sees just a murti is there, he will see murti. And treat him like he's sitting there and watching and seeing whether he's acting or not. Accordingly, as we deserve, he will give. That is our experience. That is our experience. When father chastises means, he is blessing. Because the real mercy is when father is chastised, when guru is chastised. Don't mind, I may be out of context, but I am just repeating what I learned from my father or guru. So he is saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhakti evaiva nam darshayanti. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of devotee. Therefore, another place saying our Acharya that Vasudev also, when somebody is in the mood of goodness, that is called Vasudev. Sattam Vishuddham. Prabhupada told us early days, always try to be in the mood of goodness. And we know in Krishna book what is there and Bhagavad Gita, what does it mean by mood of goodness? He's always joyful. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakangsati Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu Mad Bhakti Lavate Param. Real bhakti starts from there. Otherwise, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not chanting. Don't mind, I'm just repeating. Very hard. Don't say I'm teaching something. So Prabhupada says, sit properly. You know, Janet trapped attention doing all these things. Most of us. Otherwise, this is the starting of bhakti. Otherwise, we are by forcible chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Maybe even in Mayapur, we have got a club. Of course, the new generation. I sometimes go to see them. What are you doing? Well, Maharaj, all these doing 64 rounds. But I heard from the beginning of our movement, I remember, Samadhi later, go and walk. Another also there, something contradictory to it. One day I asked, why you came back? He said, then I was Brahmachari. Some one big temple he went, he's a local boy, so they gave him big responsibility. He's a big man, big gun. So he's in charge. So why you came here? Then he's telling, Maharaj, no, I don't want to become big devotee. What happened? say, in the morning, I find so much duty, so I don't find time to do japa. So what happened? So one day, I am very tired. After the whole day, I am finishing my round, most of my round. Early in the morning, hardly I can do one or two rounds. Sometimes I cannot go to Mangala Arati. But I think Prabhupada say, your first duty, do japa, finish nicely. Early days, in 1970, I am not, many before me may be sitting here, Mama Mataji, devotee. Maybe you can remember. Before 70, I started staying in the temples around 70, I think, or 71. But I saw them chanting, dancing in the street, 69 or something. I was then doing something and studying. So at that time, the devotees, as I know, in my time, I get up early in the morning, sometimes till 10 o'clock from morning after breakfast, go, come back 10 o'clock, and then again, prasad comes to us, don't mind, I am telling something else, but it is related to tell our life, what Prabhupada said, what we should do. Prabhupada said, don't change, if you change, everything is finished. So he said, take the words of spiritual master very seriously, you are very restless, change things. So he said, so, till 10 o'clock, prasad is coming to us, noontime, I remember, in the park, and we'll be eating maybe some radish, dal, chapati, and some radish, and the leaves cut and put in the dal. That is prasad. That's all. And at night, I don't know whether you had milk or not, our clothes, our socks, one may be red, one may be blue, one may be oversized shirt, pant, anybody, old, maybe older than me in the movement, they know all these things. We don't have personal clothing sometimes, or thrown somewhere, and some devotee goes to the laundry, wash up, and see which one fits nearest to it, they go. And going to the red light square even, 10 o'clock, distributing prasad, and devotees, new devotees, they are not affected. They are so transcendently situated, whether brahmachari or brahmachari or girishta, no, come at 10 o'clock, take them little, if there is milk, or little maha, and go to bed. Again, get up 1 o'clock, sometime. Some other duty there at night also, some may attack temple. Because some or other distributed book, and he got angry. Come here, give back my give back my money. the detail I don't want to go, to say all those things. Very funny. But at the same time, we enjoy it. And get up early in the morning, 1 o'clock, finish job before 3. They can take bath, they can come to Mangala Arati. Hardly sleeping, actually. True, yes. Devotee didn't have much time to sleep. May not be opulent like this. No, not so opulent. But I am saying devotees are very joyful. They are transcendental. It's like angel, all the boys and girls. Anyway, I am going out of the context. And so the point, I just forgot. So that story, and that boy said, I saw Prabhupada one day in a dream. Prabhupada said, so, have you finished your round? He's hesitating to tell, because somehow or other he managed to finish. And evening, because evening time, best time is early in the morning, dear japa. This is meditation, not samadhi. Samadhi later. Of course, you do samadhi, but reorganize your lifestyle. Get up early in the morning, finish your round. Nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. I have to finish. I was told to invite some question answer. Let me finish it. Give me a few minutes. Achha. Forgive me. Take your time. But I think this is necessary to tell you. This is already told something. So it is that. He said, Prabhupada came in and chastised him like anything. Why didn't you do it? What is your first duty? Prabhupada. You don't know what is first duty? Suddenly he remembered. He said, yeah, finishing my round. So what are you doing? I have got so much to do. Prabhupada is a whip, chasing into whipping. He's jumping from the stairs, so many stairs. Again, another stage. When he was telling, I was laughing. You see, actually, I was laughing when he's telling this thing to me. I said, that is why he came back running. He said, yeah. He was breathing heavily. He came there. So, Mangala Arati, Prabhupada said, what about Mangala Arati? Yes, That's knowledge. Then you do your work. Then what is your credit to become a big devotee, a big in charge? Don't mind. I am not discrediting or criticizing somebody who is in an exalted position or a big and maybe doing, he may be in that position, can do, but I'm telling in general that is the case. This is my understanding from Prabhupada. You must finish your round. 16 rounds is nothing, actually. We should do 64 rounds. Many devotees doesn't know all these things. Otherwise, the Lord doesn't accept. But Kali Yuga, what can be done? He said, do half. That also you can do. Okay, do half, but rest of the time. You know what? Very hard work for Krishna. Anyway, I don't know. Rest, I think you can read it. You can read. If I read, let me see how much is there. Forgive me. Oh, little bit there, if somebody can. Authority can. Excuse me. So, Devaki symbolically represent bhakti. Kamsa symbolically represent material fear. When a pure devotee always fears materialization, his real position of bhakti is manifested. He naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. I don't know how many of us are naturally uninterested in material enjoyment. Raise hand. I won't raise hand. The moment I hear music going on, Baba says, what is that? Baba is a vendor. What is he selling? What, ice cream? What? Ice cream? Great Maya. What, 25 types of ice cream? Flavor, magnolia, pistachios. Who can resist? Irresistible. Let us be better honest than pretend to be, I am free from all these things. It's very nice, you are all honest. So may Lord bless you. He also pray for me. When the six sons of Marichu are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination, within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the seventh pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead. After six sons, kama, krodha, that means lusty desire, anger, greediness, possessiveness, moha, illusion, mad, means mad, and matsujya means enviousness. Anybody is free from this? Nobody is raising hand. It's so nice, you are so honest. It's very nice. That means we have got hope. I'm sure we have got hope. Though maybe you are hoping against hope, it takes so long. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness or Balaram consciousness, say, Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Sri Krishna Chakravarti. Prabhupada says, our heart is also Vrindavan, but we cannot see there. Because we are not coming to that state, still within our heart, piled up all these things, which takes us to, Krishna said, kam, krodh, lobh, take you to naraka. We still have that. Maybe we carry on like this, and I'm sure Prabhupada is watching us. Whoever is sincere, we will be blessed and go back to Godhead. Again, meet with Krishna, Balaram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. Pray and have picnic. Enjoy. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Please pray for me. Don't mind. I don't keep telling you. Too fast? Thank you. You are right. Any comment? You have got question or comment? If I know, I'll tell. Otherwise, he can comment. Yes? Yeah? Hey, it's just my way. Yes. I hope authority is not saying anything. Okay. Yeah. What comment?
Thank you very much, Maharaj, and nice to see you again. So
it's... It's my pleasure.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned one principle that I would like to have some clarification on, if possible.
Yeah.
The question I have is about deserving and desiring.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very a tricky concept.
Yeah.
Because in essence, my understanding is we don't really deserve anything.
This is very.
We don't deserve whatever we're getting right now.
Yeah.
All the mercy that we're getting that
maybe you deserve
is giving us.
Maybe you deserve us.
So, at what point? My question is: at what point do we become deserving? And the other side of the question would be: how does one stop desiring until one becomes deserving?
Many times, Prabhupada was asked, what is the borderline between these? Prabhupada said, we should try to become Anna Vilasita Sunnam Jnana Karmadi Ananduta Anukullena Krishna Nusunnam Bhakti Rutta. We have to render pure devotion service. We know ourselves, whether I have got desire or not, we don't know. We don't know whether I want worship, adoration, profit. No?
Shouldn't the aspiring devotee be desiring Krishna's mercy and desiring to serve Krishna? And
Should we always feel
that we're deserving of such service? That seems like a contradiction to me. It seems like we're supposed to be in a very humble meek state of mind.
This thing I understand from Prabhupada, there is something like that, appears to be contradictory, but there cannot be any contradiction when the Swami, our Acharya, is saying only the way the shows we have to see. If you are already deserving, you will have that symptom. Yes, somebody is saying.
Big difference.
I understand Prabhupada once was saying, somebody asked him, please tell about this. Prabhupada said, I am servant. No, I am not servant. I am trying to become servant. I think Prabhupada is teaching us how we should be humble. It is only not lip service. We can search with him and say, are we free from all these things so that we can know how much pure you are. Somebody asked Prabhupada, how do I know I am becoming pure? He said, when you see object of sense, do you feel lusty? We can ask ourselves. Do you feel lusty? No. That, not you. Okay. I am saying what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada is asking that boy. That when he asked this question, do you feel lusty when you see sense object? He said, yes, Prabhupada. You are not pure. But again, Prabhupada said that anybody is a sincere devotee, he is a pure. So apparently, it's contradiction. So how to adjust? So there is also, Prabhupada said, that there is a primary school, one can study subject, which can go to secondary school, higher secondary, college, university, PhD. This is the answer to your question. I will at least answer this way. I know nothing. Just what Father says, spiritual ones say, I'm answering. I don't know whether you're satisfied. You can ask yourself. Huh? You can ask yourself. Prabhupada even says, if you think you are liberated soul, do not say that. Because at once, Mayadevi is so powerful, because he is almost as powerful as God, so he can teach us a lesson. We are not liberated. Don't think happy about it. If Lord Shiva Brahma, enamored by the glitter of material energy, what to speak of us? We shouldn't think this is so cheap.
Now one has to reach a real point of material exhaustion, where one comes to the point where he has no more hope of enjoying this world.
Yes.
And at
that
point, then all he's got left is Krishna. So, is that the point of deserving?
Well, according to Sarvabhauma, Bhattacharya, his sloka, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in 100th sloka, he said, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Another place it is said, Bhakti Parishanubhavi. Actual Bhakti Parishanubhavi means, if you have got a higher taste rendering pure devotional service, automatically you will have Vairagya. You don't have to give up all these things. Automatically you don't like, because you have got a higher taste. You filled up with spiritual desire.
So
now you can ask, can I finish? When we can ask that no material desire is coming, excuse me, you find no material desire is coming, even the subtle one. I am a great Vaishnava.
Are you asking me?
Yes. You mean, say, anybody else?
I'm filled with all unwanted things.
But you could be humble and say like that also.
I can say.
So I don't know that.
But you don't know if I'm sincere or not.
I'm not Prabhupada.
You don't know if I'm sincere.
I can understand these actions. You are sincere and pure, otherwise you can't be so long in the movement. Prabhupada, anybody long time in rendering devotional service, you see, then he must have some purity. So you are pure. The degree of purity.
Only because Srila Prabhupada has said that by engaging in this process one becomes pure and is considered pure.
Yeah, also it is said that Radharani will kick out him. Kicking out. He is not pure. So you have some purity tangible.
Oh.
He's keeping it. This is my understanding. Yeah.
There's a lot of work to do.
Because you are humble, you are thinking like that. I may not think, I may be... Really? So I don't like to answer your question. I may not be qualified to answer your question. But I am asked by the authority. See, I am saying what I learned from Prabhupada.
So at that point, at some point, this sounds like a gift from Krishna. That
of course
he,
it is a gift.
Krishna gives the gift and then,
yes.
then you know
yeah.
that Krishna you desired in the right way, somehow
yeah.
or other.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Krishna gives the gift. It's a gift of Krishna.
It's a mystery, this whole process of bhakti yoga, isn't it?
That is, you are saying, already we said, Rahasyam is a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Krishna, Lord, is telling Brahma in 4 sloka, it is called Rahasyam, means mystery. That is devotional service. Devotional service is a mystery. If he thinks, Nityananda Prabhu doing Chirade Utsav and calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some are seeing, some are not seeing. Why is it? You tell me, why is it? Because Lord is pleased with somebody, he's showing, look, I am here. Not necessarily everybody will be seeing. So you may understand, I may not. So be satisfied with that.
Yeah,
be satisfied with that, that you may understand. I may not.
Even the greatest souls that we know in our line, they admit that, and even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, that this material energy is bewildering. There's so much far advanced.
But at the
souls.
Same time, Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava call, Vaishnavanam Yathasam. Again, this is bewildering. The whole thing is bewildering.
But even Krishna has to marvel at his own creation sometimes.
If he likes, he can reveal. Yeah,
yeah, this is really amazing how this is
going. How can Haridas Thakur, he is not bewildered. How can? Haridas Thakur is considered to be a Brahma's incarnation. How is he not bewildered?
Yes.
So we should meditate on Haridas Thakur for his mercy so that he can save us.
I mean, he is also the emblem of extraordinary humility.
Time is running out.
Time is running out. It is running out for all of us. the time is ticking.
You think of any moment we can
now.
Leave this body. So better chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
And Krishna likes it.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
Thank you.